Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. I am indeed honored and grateful and excited to be here. I'm your hostess, Jasari, and I just love being here and sharing information with you straight from my heart and some from my own experiences. I am a part of the Home-Based Business 101 platform created by my wonderful husband, Baba Chitawujahi. And you can hear his show live on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To look out for him because he has a lot of information on taxes and why you would want to have a home-based business and much, much more information on specific things that can help you have a successful, exciting, and fun and lucrative home-based business. I want to thank the listening audience of Home-Based Business 101 and those of you who have tuned in today to the Just Stars Love Show. I am thankful to you. I have deep gratitude, and I hope that you glean something from this show. Today is, again, an exciting day. It's June the 2nd, 2017. How exciting is that? Another day that the Creator, our Lord, has given us, and I am rejoicing, and I am glad. And this class is open to, or this call is open to folks of all people. It's open to people who of any religious belief or spiritual belief that you may have. It's open to everyone. So I will use some texts from time to time that will be of a Christian text, but I will have other texts that will be universal, and some will be Islamic, some will be from Buddhism, various ones. Also, we'll have guests on from various religious backgrounds. They can share with you what does love and peace mean to them, and what do their teachings teach, and what do they, you know, how do they practice what it is that they believe in. I want to start with one of my prayers, and you know, one of my favorite ones is to pause a moment. I'll do that one in a minute, but I'm going to start with one of my other ones, and that is the Lord's Prayer. I've changed the words around to fit how I feel about that prayer and how I personally feel about the Creator. Our Father and Mother, which art anywhere you choose to be, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and forgive our trespasses as we forgive us for trespassing, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And I ask God to get me up early, to lead us to goodness and love, to keep us with goodness, love, unity, peace, harmony, comfort, healthy air, food, and water, Hashima, which is respect. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I always remember that all that I am and all that I hope to be, I owe to my Creator. And directly to the good angels and the goodness of God's sons and daughters. And through my parents, Raymond Williams Jr. and Edith May Palmer Williams, and my brothers Raymond, Terry, Wayne, and Maurice, and my sister Kim, and all of my grandparents, my ancestors, and so many people that have been a part of my life from where I first was born, 1709 Rosedale Street. That's where I was living at when I was born. And everything connected to that, the church connected to that, the school 148, and everybody that had anything to do with all those things. It's so important that we reach back and we note all those different things. There was a neighbor that may have said something positive or someone at the church. And then we moved from there to 3233 Westmoreland Avenue, and I attended Belmont Elementary School 217. Everything connected to that, and Whitestone Baptist Church singing on the choir under the direction of Mrs. Moody, and everything connected to that, singing on the choir with Miss Owens, and all the good things, and the senior dance group. Again, repeating these things because it's so important to document and look back at what was the foundation that gave you where you are today. What were the good things? What were the bad things? And then so forth and so on. My experience at UC Murphy, my experience at Calvert Junior High, Walbrook Senior High, Community College of Baltimore, and then all the other classes and things that I've taken, all the places I've lived and moved, living in New Orleans for a while, living in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. The Shepherd's Prayer, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall have my heart's desire. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I believe at this time that this is a time that I'm in the green pastures laying down because I'm at a slow down pace in life. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Things are still so I can get clarity. And we have to enjoy that. That's my interpretation. He restores my soul. This is a time for me to get restored. I'm here in the same city that I was raised in, staying with my mom and my sister as we rebuild, my husband and I, but also at the same time to be here to help my sister with my mom. My mom is 90 years old. And I know everybody's different at 90. Some people are super active. Some people kind of mellow, and some people do not have all of their health in their mind. Fortunately, she's pretty healthy in her mind, but she doesn't do everything that she used to do, like cook and do major lifting of vacuum cleaners and cleaning. We do that. Okay, and he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm going to stop there because my intent is not to do the whole prayer, but to go into peace again. And it takes time to get through this piece about internal peace because, again, as I was saying before, internal peace is a choice, and you have to become aware of it. And I'm so glad I happened to turn on what didn't happen to. God presented to me on the computer, and, you know, sometimes I think the computer hears, you know, and sees what you're doing. They put all this stuff together. I know that they do. A piece where Oprah was interviewing a gentleman, and he's actually a monk, and I would need time to practice saying his name, but I'm going to go on and try my best. It was like Thich Nhat Hanh, which is spelled T-H-S-T-H, I think is what it was, N-H-A-T is the middle name, and H-A-N-G. And he's from Vietnam, I believe. He was exiled from Vietnam because of his views on peace. He believed in peace, and the two, you know, North and South, were determined that they were going to go to war. That is, not just the everyday people, but the powers to be. We know how that is. You know, they make those decisions, and where the rest of the society is kind of caught up, and the rest of society's children and young adults get sent off to wars that old men think of. Okay, it says this here. When you want to let someone know that you are there for them, you love them, you want to give them peace, and you can even say it to yourself, darling, this is the first one, darling, I am here for you. That's it right there, number one, darling, I am here, H-E-R-E, for you. The second one, from the monk from Vietnam, darling, I know you are there. And I am so happy because you are truly here. The third one, darling, I know you suffer. That is why I'm here for you. And the fourth one, darling, I suffer. I am trying my best to practice. Please help me. Okay, so even for yourself, you've got to be here in the present for yourself. You've got to be there for yourself. You've got to, including myself, give peace to myself, give good health to myself, take care of myself, give love to myself first before you can really do it and know what you're doing for anybody else. And all those things we've been talking about, you know, all the rituals and things go in there with that. But telling yourself, I'm here for me. I want to get me together so that since God gave me life, I can show him or her that I'm thankful. I can show the Creator that I'm thankful, that I am happy about it. I have gratitude, and I'm going to put my best foot forward with this experience called life as a human being that has been given to me. And that everything I do, I need to send out peace so I can receive peace. And so that the world can have peace. So, again, treating yourself with all those things that are peaceful, your mind, and you find it in Philippians 4, 8, Philippians 4th chapter, 8th verse. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It's so true. And it's a challenge to think about what is pure when we are confronted with impurity. So we have to be purposeful and meditate on this, what I just read to you. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And it changes our conversation, and believe me, it's not easy. It takes practice not to gossip, not to even to realize what gossip is. So, of course, you know, I have to chastise myself probably every single day because you're going to talk about something and someone, and it's a job to try to reel ourselves in to say, okay, that's not good. I'm not helping the situation. It's not a healthy thing. And then there's so many things on the news that we talk about, that we see, that, you know, we get challenged with, and we, you know, we want to get in conversation about it. It's just, you know, I think it's just the way we are as human beings. Also, a positive affirmation. I love this from John DeLemay. I am a unique miracle created by God to live out God's purpose for me right now. When we realize how unique each one of us is. And I'll change a few things with that because I know that every day that someone's born, and they may be similar to me. They may love to dance. They may dance almost like me. You know, like you see somebody who looks almost like Michael Jackson and moves almost like Michael Jackson. But there's no one that has every single thing exactly like Michael Jackson. They may be an inch and a half taller or an inch and a half shorter. They may not have the exact same voice. They may put on all the clothes that Michael Jackson has worn, even wear their hair exactly like his, have the glove, everything, but there's a little thing off that's different because when God made Michael Jackson, like he made each one of us, he broke the mold. It was just one. It's just one prince. It's one Princess Diana, one Mother Teresa, one Dr. Martin Luther King, one Marcus Garvey, one Malcolm X, one Harriet Tubman, just one. And each one of us has our uniqueness that the Creator gave to us. And it's such a blessing, such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. I am a supernatural sower that will reap a supernatural harvest. When I realized how supernatural, how special I am, when you realize how special you are, that you're remarkable, that you're wonderful. You can be and could be and should be breathtaking. But it's all about your choice. Each one of us has a choice. And one of the things that I try to share with people is when you make a mistake, or in some cases, if you deliberately do something that you know is wrong, because people do that. You know I see that chocolate cake sitting up there, and I'm like, I'm going to eat a piece of that, knowing that I can't have it, shouldn't have it, what it's going to do to me. But as a younger person, it didn't do anything to me health-wise that I was aware of, but maybe knowing I should have waited for it. You see what I'm saying? You know, who put the hands in the cookie jar? Oh, you took the cookie out the cookie jar. Everybody has had their hand in a cookie jar, a bubblegum jar, and something at a particular point in time that we weren't supposed to. But the thing of it is to consciously decide, okay, when we get to that certain age, for some people it's very young. For this particular monk, he realized at age 7 or 8 that he wanted to be a monk, and then he wanted to do all things that were right and good and precious things. For some of us, most people, it takes, you know, either a bad experience, some correction from your parents, being punished, a slap on the wrist, a smack, a spiking on the behind, you know, grounded, you know, you become a teenager, you get this thing called grounded, no allowance, can't drive the car, can't go out, can't go to movies, can't have company, can't have friends over, can't go visit a friend. Somewhere in there is when we're supposed to begin to pay attention and decide that we want goodness and peace within our own lives. And somewhere in there, people do make that decision. Some people decide that they don't want that. Even with that, though, sometimes their circumstances, they live in an area where maybe there are a lot of gangs, and they may not have anyone in their family to tell them not to do that, that that's not going to give them peace, and whatever peace is anyway for them. Or it could be, you know, so many circumstances. So for some people, they may have to go through more horrific things or more, serious circumstances, awkward circumstances, dangerous circumstances, where it takes them a while to be able to be put themselves in position where they can have that peace. Okay, well, there go Terry Tubman. She had to leave where she was at to get peace. Frederick Douglass, he had to leave from where he was at to get peace. Sometimes we have to leave everyone in order to get peace. And then, of course, in Harriet Tubman's case, she came back to take other people to freedom. And with freedom came a certain amount of peace, because at least they, you know, had their physical body and their mind was free to do more things than they could do than what they could do as a slave. So it is all very important and very relevant. And this message is for children also. So, you know, share these thoughts with your children, nieces, nephews, cousins, children that you're around, about calming down and giving themselves thought and peace, giving themselves love to their mind, to their inner soul, to their lungs. Give your lungs some peace by not smoking a cigarette. Give your, kidneys some peace by not drinking substances that could cause a major problem, by not overdoing it. So you like a little wine. How about thinking about how much wine do you like? Maybe you like a little beer. Maybe you like a little bit too much, too often, or too much at one sitting or one standing. Giving those organs in your body peace. I'm overweight, so, you know, my body doesn't have as much peace as it could have, because once you become obese and you have to deal with overtaxing and putting stress on kneecaps and ankles, you know, things like that. And the beautiful thing that I'm experiencing is that the Creator made me very aware of it and made me aware that I'm aware, and made me aware of when I'm doing the wrong thing and how it specifically affects my body and my mind. Things that I look at, you know, I look at them on TV, they're things that I just don't look at. Although right now there are a couple of crazy things that I look at. But I have a reason. I actually look at The Walking Dead. Some of you might say, I'm hanging the phone, I'm not listening to it anymore. But I do that because it is the strategies that those people have to go through amongst all their confusion to find exactly what I'm telling you right now, peace. It's all about them trying to find a humane society and a way of living in peace amongst total chaos. And it's the same thing for another movie that I look at. I can't think of the name of it right now. The Badlands. I like The Badlands. And The Badlands is all about, with all the horrible things that's going on, there's a group of people who are aware that there's a place where they can go find peace. Some of them have gone off and they've been able to find at certain times through power. They find a little bit of internal peace. So sometimes, you know, you may want to catch a couple of movies that you may find these messages in it. And it can be interesting because it's about strategy. And we do live in a society where there's so many layers and so many ways of life, and there's so much chaos and confusion, and there's so many challenges out here. Right here alone in Baltimore City, I was driving down through Lexington Market, down on the street where Lexington Market is, and it looked as if there was a convention for people who, the convention had lit out, and we know when conventions lit out at like the Civic Center or any major arena, that means that maybe 1,000 people, I don't know how many people the arena holds, maybe a couple thousand people have been let out. Well, it looked as if a couple of thousand people had been let out that were on heroin. Seriously, it didn't look like that. I was like, oh, my God, but they have a heroin convention down here? And my brother said, well, they have it down here every day, Cynthia. He just said, you don't come through downtown Baltimore. and in a specific location around this wonderful market, which is, I hope and pray that they can get all this straightened out and help those particular people that have gone through what they've gone through, their journey. But it really made it look like The Walking Dead, because it was so many people who their bodies are destroyed, their minds are really messed up, and they are not 100% all that they could be. And so, therefore, the area is not 100% all that it could be. There is a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion where there could be peace. And a lot of people probably, some of them took those drugs searching for peace. So if you have not taken those drugs, now I can tell you, you will not find peace in doing that. So because it could turn your life around, turn it upside down, and really mess it up. Okay, so other strategies for peace. What you put in your mind on an everyday basis. If you're looking at certain TV shows, even certain things in the news. The other day I was looking up some facts. I thought it was letter A, and I put it in on YouTube, and it came up with Aaron Hernandez. I was like, well, who is he? Because I'm sorry, but I wasn't that heavy into sports. I didn't really realize what was going on. And unfortunately, this young man's life just was not right for a very long time. And he ended up, according to the news, committing suicide. I don't know exactly when this happened. But as I began to look through the whole YouTube piece on what was supposedly happened, that he had taken a life, someone's life, a young man named Odin, that he took this young man's life, and what his girlfriend's involvement, I found myself becoming a little bit unraveled and not at peace at all. I was getting upset. I was getting angry at all the different attitudes, what I saw on the videos, what actually was videotaped in the young man's home, his own video cameras that he had set up, surveillance cameras, I guess, to protect his family from things. And it was really upsetting, and it was sad. But it had to do with where in his life, all of us, and in the young lady's life, where in our lives do we come to realize that we need to be working on peace and peaceful ways of settling problems or challenges or confusion so that we don't cause total destruction for our own lives and everyone around us, because there was a lot of pain given to everyone in both families because of that. Because of all the decision and because of a lifetime of a lifestyle. And there goes, the whole thing with choices that people make. Very, 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 very serious choices that people make. And that really is something that we have to get a hold of at as young an age as possible. Get a hold of yourself right now. And your family and your children, because these situations happen so quickly when we're out of order. It doesn't take much to be on the wrong end of making the wrong decision. And in this particular case, another person lost their life, and their mother, their sister, this young man, Otis' mother, distraught. Nothing will bring this young man back to her. His sister, like I said, really loved him. He was a major person in both his mother's life and his sister's life, and I think there were some nephews. This is so destroying. Yet on the other side of the coin, and I have some business people out here, so this is really good, for you to hear. Here was a young man who had a $44 million contract where he was pretty much set for life. Could solve a lot of problems, could pay off probably any bill that he had. I'm quite sure he had rolled up $44 million worth of debt. But that, it appears to me, did not matter because his lifestyle was that of chaos and of chaos, confusion, and meanness, and maybe a gangster-like lifestyle. Choices. Too much is given, much is expected, but we have to know that, and we have to understand that, and we have to believe it. When you don't know it, when you don't understand what it really means, then you blow it. And it's happened to so many people. And it doesn't have to happen to any of us if we don't look and laugh at what Cynthia of Jassari's Love is saying. I said, oh, this is silly, dumb stuff talking about peace. But when you really look at it and say, you know what? It can make a difference. It can make a difference in my personal life. How wonderful it would be to wake up in the morning and have done certain things where you don't have to feel rushed, where you don't have to feel out of control. How wonderful it is when you understand certain principles in life where you can go to work, earn a decent living, also get yourself a part-time home-based business so you can begin to work for yourself and therefore control your own destiny and control how you're spending your time and who you're spending your time with. How important it is when our young people can begin to read, not just what the teacher gave them to read, but things that are going to enlighten their lives. Here we have this young monk who was not a monk at the time, but he decided that he wanted to be a monk at age 7 or 8. Wow. He wanted peace. He wanted to learn and go through all the regimen that was required to be able to attain peace. That is an awesome, and a very, very deep choice and situation to go through. When you even think about Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, they weren't old people on the run. They were young people on the run, making decisions on how they were going to live their life for the rest of their lives. Irregardless to the decision that, in Harriet's case, irregardless to the decision that her husband made, she went on to say, look, you know, my brothers are not seeking this freedom right now because they're scared to death. My husband doesn't want it, but I want it because I can see where it's worth it, because it's going to give me what? Peace, and it's going to give her freedom. Very, very, very important to understand that. Our children, a lot of times they want to know, well, what do I have to go to school for? I mean, this stuff is boring. What am I learning? You have some children that love seeing, you have some children that absolutely hate it. If you can convey to them that being able to read allows them to be able to pick up anything and read it and get out of it what they're searching for. So if you're searching for how I can have peace, then you will be able to go to a library or use a Kindle or go on, you know, whatever device you want to use, or go to the store and purchase, go online and purchase a book, and read it, and read about peace, read about the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King. Read about Frederick Douglass' story. Read about Princess Diana and Mother Teresa. Read about Langston Hughes. Read about Maya Angelou. Read about Oprah Winfrey. Read about Serena and Venus Williams. Read about anybody and anything that you want to read about. Read about the Kennedy family. Learn about President John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. Try to get an understanding about some of these people. Read about bad decisions that people made. We've had some horrific, horrible people out here. Read about them so you can understand, okay, whoa, why you don't want to go in that direction? You know, you may want to read about that. Read about it so that you can be aware. Read about it and practice it. Okay. I'm going to take a quick little break. And just, you know, this is the Jassari's Love Show. I am Cynthia Jahi, who is Jassari's Love. Hi. I am here with thankfulness, excitement, and gratitude. I'm simply sharing how I feel. I'm simply sharing some of my life experiences. And, again, I'm really, really excited about all the things that, you know, is going on and the ability to share these different things. I hope you're still with me because my phone, I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, with all of these different things, this is a part of the Home-Based Business 101 platform of Baba Fatawa Jahi. Look for him on Sundays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, what can you do? Okay, we've already gone over your ritual for at night, getting to bed earlier than you normally do so you can get a good night's rest. But let's talk about something I saw last night on YouTube, and I cannot remember who authored this here. It might have been the same person, one of the monks, but it talks about, it was Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he talked about 5 minutes before you go to bed. You know what you do. You just run to the bathroom real quick, you hop in the bed, and you start thinking about what you got to do tomorrow, and you start thinking about what bills you got to pay. He says, stop doing that. Don't do that. Instead, you can go to the bathroom, of course, and take care of all your needs. Brush your teeth. Brushing your teeth at night is very important. You know, and take your makeup off your face, ladies, so you don't have crazy faces. Okay, but also take a moment. The last is just to do this here for 5 minutes and just pray again about what your heart desire is. It could be your heart's desire for the next day. Dear Divine Oneness, dear Creator, dear God, I'd like to get up tomorrow at 4:30 and get my day started, or 3:30 or 5:30, whatever the time is for you. When I get up, I want to get through my prayers. I want to get through it. It's my heart's desire. Take out the word want and need. I'm not supposed to use those words. It is my heart's desire to get through my prayers, to get through my exercise, to take my time and eat a delicious, healthy breakfast with some fruit or some good water or some good healthy juice, maybe handmade juice. In the wintertime, maybe it's oatmeal or something like that. In the summertime, it could just be whatever you like to eat in the morning. You know, I like to eat bananas with nuts on it and maybe another fruit like a peach. I don't eat mango in the morning because mango makes me sleepy. So I eat mango in the afternoon or the evening because it's a relaxing fruit for me. So I don't eat it that time of the day. Pineapple is an afternoon fruit for me, for my body, or evening fruit. But it's what you eat. Certain things actually give you calmness. And then I like pancakes someday. I know people who try to lose weight, they'll say, lady, are you crazy? Well, I like pancakes, but it's days of that. It's a comfort food, you know. But, you know, it's about having a relaxing breakfast and a relaxing time. Do those things for yourself. We talked about the rituals. What you read. You may need to know what the weather is in the morning, and you may need to know what is the traffic outside so that you don't go going off into the worst traffic situation you could possibly go off into. But doing that prayer to give that calmingness to yourself is very important. If you're in a situation where there's a lot of people in your household, you have to creatively find that space, that time, that moment. Sometimes, you know, it may sound funny to you, but I actually step outside of my home early in the morning, even though there's not a lot of people where I'm at. But I just do that because I feel this real oneness with the Creator. I feel the Creator caressing me with the air, with the wind, with the breeze, you know, and then the opportunity to look at the moon, the stars, depending what time of the night or morning it is, those type things. Just being able to listen. Even right now, with the thousands of cicadas out in Baltimore, Maryland, listening to them and appreciating them as some other creatures, although quite annoying, but there are other creatures that are here to, you know, improve the soil because they had to push their way through the soil, right? Just like the worms do. So they're here for the reason that they're here. But being able to acknowledge and be aware that you're appreciative of that day, that air, touching the air, feeling the air, breathing it in, looking at the birds, and listening and hearing the birds. It is such a conscious thing that we have to do. In some cases, we have to avoid things. There are people we may have to avoid because they're upsetting to us. And no matter what you've done, what you want to do, I know that I'm not there for some people, so I can't engage certain people at certain times. Rejection, maybe somebody's been rejecting you. I've had that happen, not from the male, but just, you know, could be a family member, what have you. And so sometimes you have to say, okay, that I can't, I'm not going to deal with that today because it's going to take me someplace negative. So just put that aside. You can't, if there's nothing you can do about it, just put it aside, seriously. It either can be addressed in a positive way, and it's going to be the two people or parties involved can work it out, or it can't, it will just put it aside so that you can go forward with all the things that you have to do. Because until other parties are ready to resolve things, then there's nothing you can really do about it. And it's going to take up a lot of your time. I greet this day with love in my heart. And I read a little bit about that again, but I love this part right here. And how will I do this? Henceforth, will I look on all things with love, and I will be born again. Wow. I will love the sun, for it warms my bones, yet I will love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I will love the light, for it shows me the way, yet I will love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I will welcome happiness, for it enlarges my heart, yet I will endure sadness, for it opens my soul. I will acknowledge rewards, for they are my due. Yet I will welcome obstacles, for they are my challenge. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I speak? I will love my enemies, and they will become friends. I will encourage my friends, and they will become brothers. Always will I dig for reasons to applaud. Never will I scratch for excuses to gossip. When I am tempted to criticize, I will bite on my tongue. Ooh, that can hurt, y'all. When I am moved to praise, I will shout from the roofs. Isn't that so that the birds, the wind, the sea, and all nature speak of the music of praise of their Creator? Cannot I speak of the same music to His children? Henceforth, will I remember the secret, it will change my life. I will greet this day with love in my heart. That is part of Og Mandino, The Greatest Secret in the World. And I will be reading a little bit from that in the next couple of weeks so we can really get that in our mind, in our heart. How will I speak? I will laud my enemies, and they will become friends. I will encourage my friends, and they will become brothers. Okay? I will love the sun, for it warms my bone. Yet, I will love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I hear so many people say, oh, it's raining outside. Oh, it's going to be a bad day. Love the rain, because it cleanses your spirit. Wow. I will love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I will love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. Loving the darkness. So many things are said there about black and dark. Loving your dark skin. Loving your brothers and sisters' dark skin. Loving people who have dark skin. For it shows you the stars. It shows you their brilliance. It shows you their beauty. I will welcome happiness, for it enlarges my heart. Yeah, I will endure sadness, for it opens my soul. Just endure it for a while, so it can open your soul. Don't think that every minute is going to be a party. There are times when things just don't go right. You know, I remember losing a dance contest. The other dancer, she was smart. She did a Michael Jackson dance. She did that, and I did Cyndi Lauper, which was good, but it was for the wrong audience. You know, everybody loves Michael Jackson. If you can do that dance right, woo, you're going to win the contest. I was a little bit sad, but I had to endure it, okay? I will acknowledge rewards, for they are my due. Yet I will welcome obstacles, for they are my challenge. Life will have obstacles. Breathe it in and go on with your day and have a peaceful day. When you're out at an event, you're in church, or you're at a concert or something, and the last group comes out, and they're doing their last number. Why is everybody rushing to the park? I got to get out of here. I got to go. I got to be trapped. I got to get out of here. What for? Stay. Calm yourself down. Because not only are you rushing out, but I forgot to tell you, if you're one of these arenas, there's about 500 other people who decide they're going to rush out too. This is crazy. You're all in the parking lot, honking horns, because you all thought you were going to be the first one out. Here, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, or, well, you know, could be Beyonce now. You know, I'm old school. Has prepared this fantastic show for you, but because you don't have that peace of just being able to sit there or stand there, clap your hands, and enjoy every single minute of that $125 ticket that you paid for, right? Or that church, you know, the pastor's getting ready to do the last part of his preaching for the day and for the day, and the choir is singing, and here you are, there's one thing on your mind. And you need to stop and think about this for a second, because you cannot possibly be into the sermon if you are thinking about the parking lot and your drive home. And I know usually on Sundays, unless you're getting ready to go out back to work, you're just going home to go get something to eat. You're getting ready to go out and get into more traffic because everybody else at church is probably getting out around the same time. Slow down and hear the last song, the last drum. Slow down and hear that last medical word that the minister or the temple leader is going to say. Slow down and participate in that last prayer, that last bit of awesome fellowship that you're about or could experience because you stayed. Or if it's a business meeting, slow down and stay. Hear that last word of wisdom. It's a class in school. Slow down and get every bit of how to do that geometry problem, how to get whatever it is you're supposed to get. Hear the last drum. Hear the last clap. Hear the last guitar. Hear the last word of wisdom. And then take it in quietly. Maybe shake hands or say hello or hug someone not with you that's there. Wish them a good ride home. Stop and go to the ladies' room and the men's room and relieve yourself. Wash your hands good. Gather your things and slowly take your time. Leave thinking about, man, this was a good class, a good workshop, a good prayer session, a good, Sunday afternoon church experience, fellowship experience, a 4 o'clock afternoon church experience, a good Beyonce concert, a good whoever's concert it is, Janet Jackson concert or Pharrell concert or whoever it is, Jennifer Lopez or whoever. Stop and smell the roses means at these times too. Take your time. You go to visit somebody for dinner for these holidays and everybody, I gotta go. Oh my goodness. Slow down. Let there be peace. Be the man in the mirror. When you're constantly rushing and when you're not even there, I'll talk about that next week. People will invite you over the house. They don't even be there. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Slow down. Be the man in the mirror that's calm, absorbing it in, hearing the good stuff, getting that last bang on the drum, the piano, the organ player, and the last word of wisdom. The parking lot's not going anywhere. The situation on the parking lot's not going to really change. The red light down the street and around the corner is still going to be there. Slow down. Ask yourself, what am I rushing for anyway? I'm missing out on the extra breath that God has given me. If I slow down, I may miss some confusion or being a part of some confusion in the traffic pattern. Again, this is Josiah's Law. Think on these things, Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And from me to you, I want to say, as soon as it comes up, I can see it. Not that good what you say. Darling, I am here for you. I am here for you on Fridays at 3 o'clock. This is the Josiah's Love Show. If you have a comment, you can find me on Facebook. I'm Cynthia Jahi. And I don't have the links yet, but we go right to Jasari's Lab. I have to work on that. My sister's going to help me with that. She seems to be good at that stuff. And you can feel free to text me at 252-406-0774 and leave a comment. And if you want me to interview you and have a take on what you want to say about peace, that can be arranged too. We'll be interviewing a variety of people. If you consider yourself an everyday person, or if you're like me and you figure you're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, or if you're like me and you figure that you're figuring with Ujima, and Umoja, Kujichagalia, Nia, Imani, Kuumba, and Hashima, which is in Guza Saba, I'd be more than glad to have you on the show also. As you go into tomorrow, I want you to know that you are a unique miracle created by God to live out God's purpose for God right now. You know? And for me, it says, I am a unique miracle created by God to live out God's purpose for me right now. Also, if you're out there doing what you're supposed to do, to repeat this one, I am a supernatural sower that will reap a supernatural harvest, a harvest of peace. I am a supernatural sower of peace that will reap a supernatural harvest, peace. I'm going to give a shout out to my friends, Jackie and Swafia, who supported the show, and Gail and Victoria Falls and my sister Kim, just to name a few. And of course, my husband, look for him tomorrow on Sunday, Home Based Fitness 101. 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, from the Jasari's Love Show, what the world has now is love, sweet love, from me to you. Santé sana. Take care.